his eye on Annie running ahead of him. He saw her stop suddenly. She turned and dropped to her knees. "What happened?" he shouted.
"Come look," she said.
Jack reached Annie. Beside her in the grass was the baby kangaroo. It was trembling.
"Don't be scared," Annie was saying.
Then she looked at Jack.
"Where's his mom? Why did she drop him?"
"I don't know," said Jack. He put his pack on the ground and opened the Australia book. Teddy jumped out of the pack. The little dog tried to sniff the baby kangaroo.
"Don't scare him, Teddy," Annie said.
Teddy sat back and watched politely. Jack opened the Australia book and found a picture of a baby kangaroo. He read, "The biggest enemy of the kangaroo is the dingo, the wild dog of Australia. When a mother kangaroo is chased by dingoes, she may throw her joey out of her pouch. Without the extra weight in her pouch, she can leap faster and farther. She then leads the dingoes away from her baby. If she escapes the dingoes, she returns to the joey."
"Oh, Jack," Annie said sadly. "I hope his mother escapes from the dingoes."
"Me too," said Jack.
"Hi, Joey," said Annie.
She gently patted the baby kangaroo.
"He's so soft, Jack."
Jack knelt down and touched the brown fur. It was soft, the softest fur he had ever felt. The shy little kangaroo stared at Jack with big brown eyes and trembled.
"Don't be scared, Joey," Annie said. "Your mom's going to come back for you."
Joey jumped away from Jack and Annie. He hopped toward Jack's pack, which was sitting on the ground. The baby kangaroo took a giant leap and dived headfirst into the pack. His whole body went inside, but his big feet stuck out. Then he turned himself over and peeked out at Jack and Annie. They both laughed.
"He thinks your pack is a pouch," said Annie. "I know. Put it on backward. It will feel like when his mom carries him."
Jack put his Australia book on the ground. Then Annie helped him put the pack on his chest instead of on his back. The joey was heavy.
"There," Annie said. "You look just like a mother kangaroo."
"Oh, brother," said Jack. But he patted the baby's soft fur. "Don't worry," he said to Joey. "You can stay in there till your mom gets back."
"Here, Joey, would you like some grass to eat?" asked Annie.
Annie scooped up a handful of grass and gave it to the kangaroo. He munched the grass, keeping his big eyes on Annie.
"I hope his mom comes back for him soon," she said worriedly.
"Yeah," said Jack. He looked around the dry forest. There was no sign of the mother kangaroo. But Jack saw something else. "Look," he said to Annie. The wisp of smoke in the sky had turned into a big black cloud. Jack noticed the smell of burning wood was much stronger.
"What are those campers doing?" said Annie. "Are they making a bonfire now or what?"
A feeling of dread came over Jack. "What if," he said, "what if?" In the distance, a tree suddenly burst into flames. "We're looking at a wildfire," he said. Chapter 5, Wildfire.
"Wildfire?" said Annie.
"The woods are so dry, everything's starting to burn," said Jack. "We have to get out of here."
"We can't leave Joey," said Annie.
"We'll take him with us," said Jack.
"But what if his mom comes back for him and he's not here?"
said Annie. "We don't have a choice," said Jack. Just then the kookaburra flew through the sky, cackling. The emus raced by at top speed. The air was getting smokier and smokier. The fire was spreading quickly. "Come on," said Jack. "We have to get back to the treehouse before it burns down."
"Which way's the treehouse?" said Annie.
"I'm not sure," said Jack. Smoke hid the treetops. Jack's eyes stung. "Forget it," he said. "Let's just get away from this smoke. Come on." Jack and Teddy turned to go. The baby kangaroo hid his head inside Jack's pack.
"I'll catch up," said Annie. "I have to get something."
"What?" cried Jack. But Annie had dashed off in the other direction.
"Come back,"
Jack shouted.
"Annie!"
Branches cracked and fell from the trees. Smoke billowed everywhere.
"Arf, arf!"
"Annie!" Jack cried.
Jack choked on the smoke. He coughed and rubbed his eyes. The air was getting hotter. He had no choice. He had to run. Arf, arf, Teddy barked from somewhere ahead. Hurry, Annie, Jack called helplessly. Then he took off after Teddy. He stumbled blindly through the brush. All he could do was follow the sound of Teddy's barking. His pack felt heavier and heavier. He held it up with his arms and kept going. Suddenly, Jack heard Annie calling him. Jack stopped. Here, 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 we're here, he shouted. Come on, follow us. Annie appeared through the haze of the hot smoke. She was coughing. Tears streamed from her eyes. She was carrying the koala. Come on, Jack cried. Follow Teddy. Arf, arf. Jack and Annie carried Joey and the koala. They followed Teddy's barking through the smoky, fire-filled forest. Finally, they came to a giant rock. Arf, arf. Teddy was standing on a ledge. Behind him was the mouth of a cave. Through the smoke, Jack could barely see the little dog. Teddy barked again and vanished inside the cave. Follow him, said Annie. Chapter 6. Hand to Hand. Jack and Annie climbed onto the rock ledge and stepped into the cave. The air inside was cleaner and cooler than the air outside. I can't see anything, said Jack. He patted the head of the baby kangaroo. Me neither, said Annie. Arf, arf. I guess we'll have to follow Teddy's bark, said Annie. Let's hold hands. She held out her free hand to Jack. Jack took it. Then he put his other hand out and touched the wall. The Joey moved in his pack. Jack and Annie walked into the darkness. Arf! Teddy kept barking, leading them on. Arf! 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 Suddenly, Jack felt something thump against his leg. He stopped and gasped. What is it? Said Annie. Arf! It was Teddy. His tail was wagging and hitting Jack's leg. What is it, boy? Jack asked him. Teddy let out a howl. As he howled, an amazing thing happened. A white line began to glow in the air. The glowing line grew until it looked like a giant snake. Then glowing handprints appeared below the snake. Jack felt Annie squeeze his hand. I think it's painted on the wall, she said. But what is it? Whispered Jack. I don't know, said Annie. She let go of Jack and put her hand inside one of the painted handprints. Jack did the same. Despite the glowing painting, the rock felt smooth and cool. It almost seemed to breathe. A ghost-like whistling sound came through the darkness, then a loud boom. What's that? Jack quickly took his hand off the wall. The boom came again.